Okay, let's discuss a little bit about the best time to be lighting our menorah. And again, that's only if you're able to. If for whatever reason you're working or you're not able to get home before this time, obviously, and you light with a beracha, we'll discuss the details momentarily. Zman hadlakat nerot Hanukkah hu betzet hakochavim. The correct time to be lighting the menorah is at tzet hakochavim, shehu kereva shah har shkiat hama, which is approximately 15 minutes after shkiat hama. Lo ma'achrin velo makdimin. We try not to push this mitzvah off, if we're able to, of course, we try our best to do it at that time. Velo makdimin, and if we can, we don't like to light it earlier. We shouldn't be lighting it at sunset. We should be lighting it at tzet hakochavim. So if you have the option, and you want to know, okay, I want to perform this mitzvah in the ideal way, you should be lighting approximately, according to the Alkut Yosef, 15 minutes after shkia, after sunset, and that's considered tzet hakochavim, when the three small stars come out. V'nimshach zmana, and the candle, as the Gemara says, should be continued to light, ad shetichre regel min hashuk, until people are no longer walking around the street. Now, dahainu, this we define this as. What does it mean when the Gemara says from Mishatishka Hama Ad Shetichereg Menashuk? What do those times mean? So we're interpreting that to mean that Mishatishka Hama doesn't mean at sunset, rather it means at Tzet HaKochavim. And when people are no longer walking through the market, are no longer walking around the streets, we're understanding that to mean approximately a half hour after Tzet HaKochavim. So, for example, if let's say we use a roundabout number this year, approximately 5 o'clock, approximately 4:30 rather, excuse me, right, approximately 4:30, give or take, will be sunset. So we add 15 minutes for Tzet HaKochavim, we're talking about 4:45, and then we need to make sure that it lights for a half hour until the people are no longer walking around the street. Of course, this is in the times of the Gemara. Today, with modern streetlights and all, and cars, and the safety that we live in, and the environment that we live in, when people are out for much later. We discussed that last class exactly with the opinion of the Brisker Rav and how he understands that. But the modern poskim want to say 15 minutes after sunset, plus a half hour of the duration of the time that it needs to be lit, which takes you to approximately 45 minutes after sunset. That would be, in our case, 5:15. You have to be vigilant to make sure that you put sufficient oil for the candles to be able to light that half hour after Tzet HaKochavim. Don't put in oil enough for 10 minutes and say, wow, I can't believe it, it went out so early, what's going on over here? You yourself need to be careful to measure out before you actually light the menorah, how much do I need in order for it to be able to light a half hour? So now that you understand the objective, you can more appropriately approach this mitzvah and say, okay, I need to make sure that I have sufficient oil in here. Mikol makom, bidiavad, im lo hedlik b'tchilat halayla. However, if, which is very often the case in our situation where people work much later, if you don't have the ability to light at the beginning of the night, which means at this time, the ideal time, madlik v'holech kol halayla v'beracha, you can continue lighting the entire night with a beracha, kol zman shelo ala amud ha-shahar, so long as the sun has not yet come up. I mean, this is even amud ha-shahar, is even before the sun comes up, but in other words, until approximately an hour before sunrise, you can be lighting the menorah all night with a beracha. Ve'en lahush b'zeh l'safek berachot l'hakel, me'ahar shekena menhad la'adik b'beracha gam ahar hatzi sha'a metzet ha-kochavim. Someone's going to say, you know, I want to be careful. I don't want to make a beracha in vain for no reason. And generally, the minhag is that you only lie when people are walking around the shuk. That's what the Gemara says. I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to make a beracha. Says the Alkut Yosef, since today, the custom is already that we're lighting for our own families, and it's not so important who's outside. We're even lighting for ourselves to some effect. We light the entire night with a beracha. V'emlo yedlik ad shalamun ha-shahar yedlik. Az v'libracha. The only time you're going to light without a beracha is if you hit this twilight zone where it's no longer vaday laila, it's no longer certainly night, but it's definitely not yet day. It's like an in-between situation. You'll light because you want to make sure that in the situation where it would be considered that it's still night, you want to make sure you get the mitzvah. However, if you already blew it and you missed it, you can't make the beracha. So the compromise would be will have you light, but with no beracha. Nahagud lahalik nerot Hanukkah shebevet haKnesset ben mincha la'arvit mishkiat hachama. Clearly, this is not possible to wait this time in shul. If you want everybody to be home and be able to light 15 minutes after shikiyah, well, you can't have the shul itself, the lighting that we do in between mincha and arvit at this time. So the custom is, says the Elkut Yosef, that we light earlier. We light at shikiyah. So in our case, just using the roundabout numbers that we started with, 4:30 is shikiyah. We'll pray mincha at 4:15. We'll be done by 4:30. We'll light at 4:30. And then people leave and go home, and hopefully they get home by 4:45, 4:50, where they can light in this perfect time slot if they're able to. Even though we know that we discussed already the best time to light in your home is by Tzedek Kochavim, which is 15 minutes after Shikiyah, according to this opinion. There are varying opinions. Some say 20 minutes, some say 25, a half hour. It depends exactly who you go according to. But even though we know that at home that's the best time to light, since we understand that we can't hold everybody up and only start lighting at Tzeit HaKochavim, which is 15 minutes after Shikiyah, we light in an earlier time. Therefore, the entire time that we're praying Arbit, we're going to have the candles lit. We benefit of the publication of the publicizing of the miracle by having these candles lit before, even though it's at a little bit of an earlier time than we ourselves should be lighting at our own homes. So there's an option B. What do you mean? I have a very good idea for you. Instead of lighting before Arvit, and it's going to only be at Shikiyah, let's pray Arvit at 4:45. We won't finish Arvit till 5 o'clock. Perfect. I'm in that slot of 15, 20 minutes after Shikiyah, instead of lighting right at Shikiyah at 4:30. What's the point? Right? We said 4:30 would be sundown. So we're going to pray mincha at 4:15. We'll finish praying mincha at 4:30. I'm sorry if this is confusing here. 4:30 will be sunset. Pray Arbit immediately. 4:45, you'll be done Arbit. Light at that point, that's exactly 15 minutes. That's exactly Tzeit HaKochavim, which is the time that we're trying to get ourselves to. But then we defeat the whole benefit of the of publicizing the miracle, right? Because then at that point, everybody's going to light the menorah exactly at the time that we should be lighting, but everyone leaves shul immediately after, and nobody looks at those candles. So therefore, since the whole inyan, the whole point of lighting in shul is to publicize the miracle, we preferably will light at an earlier time in order to have the publicity of this miracle and not light at that ideal time, which is 15 minutes after, because immediately after Arbit, if we're going to light the menorah, everyone's rushing out to make sure that they catch the best time to be lighting the menorah in their own homes. Somebody who didn't have the chance to light at this time, and he comes home very late, he comes home 10 o'clock at night. His whole family is sleeping. If he's able to wake up one or two of his children or his spouse, if they'll actually get up, then that's the best, because someone's hearing you say the beracha, the imlav. But if there's nobody up anymore, it's too late, everybody's sleeping, he can still make the beracha, but light, but it's not the ideal. Let's say someone's flying and he only gets to wherever he's trying to go 20 minutes before Alot HaShachar. Now he knows that, listen, I could definitely make a beracha because it's before Alot. Then he thinks to himself, hey, wait, it's only 20 minutes before Alot. I thought that I'm supposed to make sure that the lights last a half hour. But it's certainly night, because it's not even Alot HaShachar yet, which is that twilight zone. But maybe since my lights won't last a half hour, maybe I shouldn't make a beracha. No, even though it's only going to be lighting for 20 minutes when it's certainly night, and after that it'll be already considered Alot HaShachar, the twilight zone, still he should like Kilashon HaShulchan Aruch She'edli Kol HaLayla V'Nechal B'Zeh Mamash Ad Lefnei Alot HaShachar V'Chen Mevu'ar V'Mishnah Berura She'edli K'Bracha Ad Alot HaShachar. So too, it's clear from the Mishnah Berura that you should light until Alot HaShachar. Mi she'en lo shemen, ela b'tzimtzum. Somebody who only has a minimal amount of oil. Often she'en yodem, yispik lo l'hadlik bo shiur hatzi sha'a. He's not sure. He's looking at the oil, and he says, wow, I'm supposed to be lighting for a minimum of a half hour. But the truth is, from the looks of it, I don't know if I'm going to cut it. Im yetzel l'hadlik b'racha rashai. He tells himself, for sure, I have 10 minutes, 20 minutes maybe even. But a half hour, I don't know, maybe. If it's a good wick and it doesn't pull too much, and it's a smooth light and it actually maximizes the oil, I may get a half hour, I may not. Should he or should he not make a beracha? If he believes that he probably will, then he is allowed to do so. He's allowed to make the beracha. Continuing along, halacha het, halacha hey. You have a soldier who's in the army, and he's not able to light candles. He's on a mission. He's not exactly in the comfort of his own home. He's in a tent, and it's dangerous for him to start sparking a light, whether it's because people will see him or because the situation is dangerous. And he doesn't have anybody lighting for him in his own home. He has a great idea. Let me light before sunset. And nobody's going to be able to see the candles because it's still daylight outside. But I'll put it out as soon as it gets dark so I don't pose a danger to myself. And even though he's trying to accomplish this mitzvah in such a noble way, he should not make a beracha. Because this constitutes a beracha in vain, according to all opinions. Since the main requirement is that the actual candle is lighting a half hour after sundown, which we said is about 15 minutes after sunset, which you add another half hour to that, which would approximately be 45 minutes after sunset. Since he's putting it out well before that, he's putting it out at sundown, then he cannot make a beracha. Asur le'echol seudat keva kodem hadlakat nerot Hanukkah. Once the time comes of, in our case, we'll call it 4:30, 4:45, where the sun sets, and now we're already entering the zone where we should be lighting the menorah, you're no longer allowed to have a proper meal. Washing with bread and, good food. Even if he already prayed, so he prayed mincha. We're not afraid he's going to miss mincha. And he already prayed adbit. Now he wants to sit down and have a meal before he lights the candles. He's not allowed. Some opinions are more stringent, and they say even a half hour before that time comes. So in our case, it would be 4 o'clock, 4:15. Eating a proper amount of bread. If you want to eat something, you should have like a snack. The reason being is because we don't want you to get distracted by a real proper meal and pass the time away. Suddenly you're going to turn around and say, oh my goodness, I forgot to light the candles. And the same halakha actually applies by mincha. You're not supposed to light before you pray mincha, if it's already approaching the time where it's going to start getting dark, and you're going to sit down to a meal, you may forget to pray mincha in the first place. The Mishnah Berachot says you're not allowed to set a nice, beautiful meal at that point, because we're afraid you're going to blow the opportunity. Therefore, what's best to do is to make sure that if you want to eat, you have a snack, or you first light the candles and then you sit down to a proper seudah, so that at no point are you actually jeopardizing your opportunity to eventually do this mitzvah by not realizing that the time for the mitzvah came and went. And next time we continue, we'll pick up from here, Be'ezat Hashem.